Over a black background, a flashing infinity sign becomes the two O's in the word bloom. On a black background, an animated chalk drawing of a man canoeing down a river through a forest appears, then the words, "No trace camping." Swirling golden metallic liquid appears, then the words, "Caramel films." Caption: in association with Bloom, a No Trace Camping production. A Caramel Films production. The logo for a sports talk show called Sports Desk appears. In the studio, two men sit at a desk.
Hey everybody, I'm James Duffy.
Yes, he is. And I'm Chad Bailey, sexy, roguish new face of our parent company's effort to rebrand Sports Desk for a new generation. Sports Desk. It's not delivery. It's Sports Desk.
Okay, we go live to Reading, Pennsylvania, with the big league officially shut down thanks to the lockout. All eyes are on the EMHL tonight as the Reading Wolfdogs get set to take on the Halifax
Islanders. This season, the big show made it to us. This lockout means it's going to be a whole bunch of big dicks swinging their way down to our league. Play's going to get faster, the hit's going to get harder, crowd's going to get crowdier.
You fucking boys are the light brigade, and you're going to need someone at the tip of the spear. You need a captain.
In a locker room, assistant coach Gord Ogilvy.
He's bled blue and orange for this team a long time.
That's right. He's got that shit that keeps him going long after he has any reason to.
Open that up.
Head coach Ronnie Hortense looks on as Gord unfolds Doug Glatt's uniform.
Dougie, I want to put this fucker on.
Doug rises from the bench and approaches Gord, Ronnie, and Highlanders owner Hiram Kane. Gord hands him the uniform, number 69. Doug glances down at the C on the left corner of the uniform, then turns to his teammates.
Thank you guys so much. I've never been a captain before. One time, I had a dream that I was a captain of a monkey ship. There was all these monkeys playing around, laughing, having fun, singing, wearing little monkey sailor hats, fighting over life jackets. Pierce Brosnan was screaming. I hope one day I could be the captain of your dreams. Best wishes, Doug Glatt.
Ronnie smiles, then turns to the Highlanders.
Okay, yeah, all right, good. Well, we, Doug, he didn't make you captain for your speeches. We made you captain.
Because you leave it all out there on the fucking ice.
Hiram approaches Doug.
This sport is everything to you, right? You make me proud to own this team.
I want you all to watch Doug out there tonight. Watch him do whatever the fuck it takes to get us a W. That said, come on, let's get after it, boys.
Fellow Highlander Xavier LaFlamme rises and hugs Doug.
Congrats, bud.
Thank you, bud.
Bathed in red light, the Highlanders make their way onto the ice.
Joining us for tonight's game, our own Red McCauley.
Reading City Council spent a bunch of money on a new Jumbotron, and right now is making everything red.
Hiram.
I love this fucking game.
Halifax and Reading, here's LaFlamme dancing with the puck. LaFlamme spins. He shoots. He hit the post. Now it's LaFlamme again. He's all over the ice. Murphy steps into him. Glatt absolutely levels Michael Murphy.
Sorry, Mikey.
Glatt's escorted aside by a couple of Reading Wolf Dogs.
A Wolf Dog punches LaFlamme.
LaFlamme, oh, he was flattened. That angers Glatt. Glatt fires a left. He fires a right.
Sorry, Mikey.
They're falling. The Wolf Dogs are down.
Doug stands over a fallen Wolf Dog.
Sorry, Mikey.
Shut the fuck up, Doug.
And that is what friends are for, especially when your friends are huge Jewish guys named Doug Glatt.
The Highlanders win a face-off.
Here's LaFlamme taking the puck. He moves up the left wing. LaFlamme trying to go to the outside as the penalties expire. Both sides at full strength. LaFlamme in behind the goal. Takes it into the corner. He circles, looks in front. Awaiting there is Glatt, but LaFlamme holds on. Jams out. He scores! LaFlamme makes it 1-0 for the Halifax Highlanders. Reunited, and it feels so good. It's a new dawn for the Halifax Highlanders.
LaFlamme and Doug bump gloves with their teammates.
You're like Captain America.
Captain America.
New owner and GM Hiram Kane's plan to win a championship in his first season starts off with a bang as the Highlanders open the scoring.
On the Wolf Dogs bench, a large bearded player rises. The name on his uniform reads Kane. In the Sports Desk studio, James and Chad.
Highlanders draw first blood at the buzzer, but the real story here is the physical play.
Doug Glatt, like a huge Jewish freight train, doing what he does best. His tilt with Ross Ray, still number one on the HockeyFights.com all-time best list. He's already proving to be a difference maker for Halifax GM and Highlanders Hall of Famer, Hiram Kane.
The other story to follow, of course, is Hiram's son, Anders Kane, who's coming off that career-high season last year, 80 points. Anders now finds himself up against his own father's team in the very first game of the season. Anders is the prototypical modern-era tough guy, able to drop the gloves and put up the points as well. Anders and Xavier Laflamme are perfect examples of the kind of top-quality talent this lockout is already providing the league.
What a great lockout.
No one ever says that.
I just did. And I'm Chad Bailey. Sports Desk.
It's sports at a desk, you lunatics. Look at this motherfucking desk.
I wanted to thank my big sis, Eva, for organizing the fuck out of this.
In a pub, Mary and Eva.
Gonna get shittered. Might as well get shittered at my place of
place
work.
Place of work! Yeah. Place of
work. Doug on a TV.
Oh, shit, there he is, Dougie.
When it gets to a certain length, I just go to the barber, and he cuts it to the length that I want him to cut it to, in. Thank you.
But just to summarize, that's a yes on mandatory neck guards?
Yes. That's correct. Thank you.
Okay, now while we have you here, is there anyone back home you'd like to give a shout-out to?
Yes, thank you. I want to say hi to my one teammate, Eva, who couldn't be here tonight. She's my teammate and can't be here right now.
Dog with that big dick!
It's not appropriate.
I'll do whatever my team needs me to do.
Eva begins to gag, then vomits into an empty beer pitcher. Eva runs off, leaving Mary and her girlfriends at a table. Mary picks up the pitcher and looks at the watery vomit in it.
My beer's back.
In a washroom stall, Eva crouches over a toilet. She turns around, sits on the seat, and leans her head against the back of the stall. She glances up at a telephone advertisement on the back of the door that depicts a baby wearing a headset. She raises an eyebrow.
Oh, fuck's sake! Jesus Christ! God damn it! No one wants to skate anymore, is that it? Do you want to sit here? Breathe hard? Dougie, you're on.
I want you to rough up a few of these redneck cunts right now. The boys need some inspiration and you can provide that. Let's go. Come on.
Doug hops off the Highlanders bench and skates to center ice, where he lines up opposite Anders Kane, who turns and glares at him. Watching from his office, Hiram.
Here it comes.
Anders slashes Doug's stick and breaks it. Doug turns to him.
You want to go?
Anders throws down his stick. Doug turns to Ronnie on the bench, who makes a fist.
Come on.
Doug and Anders drop their gloves and take off their helmets. In his skybox office, Hiram grins. Doug raises his fists. Anders lunges at him, grabs his uniform, and headbutts him in the face. Blood sprays up out of Doug's mouth.
Jesus Christ! Anders Kane with the opening salvo!
Anders punches Doug in the face repeatedly.
Doug Glad is rocked! Kane just keeps pouncing!
Anders tears the C on Doug's uniform. Doug breaks loose and punches him in the face. Anders punches Doug in the head twice. Doug's vision becomes blurry. Anders hits him again.
The hug is in trouble, folks!
Anders lands a roundhouse left. Blood sprays out of Doug's mouth. Doug staggers and falls awkwardly onto his shoulder.
What has happened to Doug Glatt, the champion in so many eyes?
Anders looks up at the crowd. The trainer rushes toward Doug. Gord holds Laflamme on the bench.
You fuck!
I popped your whole arm out. Fuck me. Did I lose?
Superimposed over the Halifax Highlanders logo, the title Goon, Last of the Enforcers, appears. At the pub, a drunken Gord stands before a microphone on a stage beneath a framed photograph of Queen Elizabeth II. He holds a beer in the air. Behind him is a sign that reads, Happy retirement, Doug. Caption, 2 months later.
Our boy's moving on to greener pastures. But remember, once a Highlander, always a Highlander. This one's for you, Dougie.
With his arm in a splint, Doug stands beside LaFlamme.
Oh, Dougie boy, the pipes.
Ronnie.
Jesus Christ, he's drunk already. Fucking right, man.
Belchy.
It'll fucking suck.
Gino and Legs.
You will never eat a meal in peace.
Animals don't eat in peace. Animals eat pieces of dog shit.
I'm not a fucking animal, man. I'm a real person. I got real fucking emotions.
Fuck you.
Gino flicks a beer coaster at Belchy.
Fucking Neanderthals.
I'm so fucking tired, Doug.
At a table.
I'm not as fast as I used to be.
LaFlamme and Doug.
I'm not as tough as I used to be.
Dougie, this is all for you.
How about you? How much recovery time?
Doctor said I should never play hockey again.
Well, Mac.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. We have a baby coming. Eva's cousin, he's got a job opportunity at an insurance company. I mean, God beat me. Make responsible decisions.
On the stage, Gord raises his arms in the air. Stevenson hugs him.
Steve's here, I think I'm gonna piss myself. Okay.
In the lobby of an office building, Doug, wearing a suit, looks up at a dark-haired man in a suit on a staircase landing.
Hey, there's my guy. Hey, stay there, I'll come to you.
The dark-haired man slowly descends the stairs.
Just stand here?
I told you I'm coming to you. I said I was coming to you. I can do this. Prostate, getting a melon. There we go, see? Flat, I'm fine, it's the stairs.
I'm Doug Glad.
Yeah, Bob Forbes. Oh, yeah, hell of an arm. How excited are you right now, huh?
Yes, thank you so much. The windows here are great.
Yeah, tell you what, you deserve them. The sky is the limit here at Cornwallis Insurance. Mm. You seen the commercials?
No.
Oh, you should, they're real good. It says, go ahead and call us, we're...
You want me to call you?
Oh, I want you to finish the song, Cornwallis. Oh. Yeah, there he is. He's going up, this guy. Get in there.
In a basement storage room.
It used to be a jail. Prisoners killed themselves. Doug Glatt, storage room. That's here. How's that feel? You know, you mentioned you play hockey. I used to watch a lot of hockey until I got too excited for the old ticker. Had a massive heart attack. Yep, I am a sick man. Anyway, I'm lying on my deathbed, and that's when I got bit by the selling insurance bug. Yep, she laid eggs right inside of me, and now you're here.
I'm allergic to eggs.
You're an idiot. Nobody's allergic to eggs.
In the alley outside, a man urinates.
Come on. Ah, get out of there! Quit that! It's like he's showing off, huh? Nice, thick stream.
Yeah.
God, they got a whole alley to do that in, and then they choose this window to piss on. It's like crack to them.
Crazy.
They also sell crack at that window.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But don't worry, it's safe, as long as you get out by sundown.
Bob looks out the window.
That's when the hand jobs start.
In his car at night, Doug pulls up outside his house.
Cars in our driveway?
Inside, a party. Doug's mother and Eva turn to him as he enters. Eva hugs him. Another woman yanks her away.
I was going to be in town anyway, so I thought to myself, wouldn't this be the perfect opportunity to organize a little something for the two of you? Oh, I am so proud of you, Dougie. You found something secure and steady. You see, everything has a time and a place.
His mother hugs him.
Thanks, Mom.
Oh, new house, a baby. I can't believe I'm going to be a grandmother. If I'm being honest, there was a while there where I never thought it was going to happen, what with Ira being the way he is and all.
Jesus, Mom.
Wow. I don't know if it makes you feel any better. I go all kinds of ways.
What kind of ways?
No, you get me drunk enough. I'll munch a box. Piss on an animal. I got all kinds of tricks.
Mary and I return to Pat as he enters.
Feels like my ass blew up.
Pat hugs Doug.
Hey, there he is.
No, come on. Give me the good stuff. No.
Pat turns Doug around, drops to his knees, and shakes his face near Doug's rear end. He rises and thrusts his crotch against Doug.
In your at.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I was just pretending to buttfuck my friend. I don't think we've been properly introduced. I'm Patrick Houlihan.
We've met, you idiot. You wouldn't stop hitting on me at Doug and Eva's wedding, and you fell asleep and pissed yourself.
Nice. Represent.
Yeah.
Why do you have a boner?
You just noticed that.
Wait, what?
It's nasty.
What?
Come on. Yeah. Clean it up.
Pat punches his inner thigh.
Stop!
I'm just trying to get rid of it.
That always gets boners.
Damn!
Hiya!
Doug grins. Outside the house, Eva waves as a car drives off. She goes inside and enters the living room where Doug sits on the floor near a stack of moving boxes. He sets one in front of him and begins to unpack it.
So how was your first day?
Work? Oh, it was so fun. Yeah, I mean, there was so many documents and phone calls to make and receive, and you sit a lot, I mean, like pretty much the whole day. You know, so it's safe. It's really safe. Plus, there's a Harvey's close by, which is good.
She sits down beside him.
Hey, I'm proud of you. Of us. We're doing this. It's a fucking lot, and it's crazy, but we're doing it together.
A team.
Yeah, we're a team. Got each other's backs. I know it's hard for you. I mean, I know you miss it. And I miss it too. I love watching you play. But I love you and the family we're gonna have more.
Pat enters.
Yes, dropping loads. Dropping fucking hot meatball loads from my asshole.
Hey, Pat.
I'm having some stomach issues today.
At an arena.
Ladies and germs, welcome to the Bruised and Battered Hockey Fighting Competition. Proudly banned in 11 states, 6 provinces, and 1 territory. The hockey tournament for retired fourth liners with only one rule. No hockey.
Pat and Doug.
You know, I'll tell you, hot ice would have been all over this shit. Fucking kids these days with their fucking YouTube. Fucking ISIS. I tell you what, I'm into new shit now. Not lately. Dougie, my new thing, I'm all about going fucking door to door, selling fucking China dogs. Look at this fucking thing, right? You know, you fucking put it someplace, you put it another place, people fucking look at it. Does everything it needs to do. Dope, right? Dougie?
I keep going over it and over it in my head. He was unlike anybody I've ever fought before. He was faster. Meaner. Thank God Eva wasn't watching when he beat me.
And now, the main event of the evening, fighting for the $400 grand prize, is reigning champ, Ross the Boss!
Hey.
Yep, you kicked the shit out of him. He looks like 265 pounds of dog shit stuffed into fucking ice skates, but tell you what, motherfucker can still bang.
On the ice, Ross skates toward a mustached hockey player at center ice. They tap gloves.
Hey, Barnsley.
Boss man.
How's the shoulder?
Fucked as usual. Thanks for asking, though.
All right. I'll make it quick for you.
Fuck you.
Ross grins. He and Barnes drop their gloves and raise their fists. Ross throws a left jab into Barnes' face. Barnes lands a right cross. Ross responds with a right uppercut, then punches Barnes twice more in the face. Barnes lands another right, then Ross pummels him repeatedly with downward chopping rights. In the crowd, Doug clenches his fists and makes punching motions. Barnes falls face down on the ice. Ross looks down at him.
All right, Barnes.
You fuck yourself.
Jesus fucking Christ, it's a fucking crime scene.
A man in a hat approaches Ross and hands him a microphone and a slip of paper. Ross glances at the paper, then brings the microphone to his lips.
The Bruise and Battered Competition would like to thank you for your continued support, but we are especially thankful for the Dartmouth wig outlet. You won't wig out at their prices.
Fucking sister was a wig!
Sorry. I got some people I want to thank too. You fucking people. Yeah. That's right. I used to think I was done. Maybe there is a time for everybody. But when I step out on this ice and I see all you cheer me on, I know my time ain't done yet. Thank you very much.
As Ross hands back the microphone, he drops a shoulder into the man in the hat. In the stands, Doug twists his wedding band around on his finger. In the sports desk studio.
I'm James Duffy.
And I'm Chad Bailey. You're watching Sports Desk. Sports Desk. We're all pink on the inside.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway, Halifax's woeful losing streak extends to 12 straight losses to start the year. They've been in a rut since their disastrous season-opening loss to Reading, which saw then-captain Doug Glatt hospitalized following what would be a career-ending tilt with Anders Kane. Can the Highlanders find a way to turn things around?
Hiram and Ronnie.
I bought this team because I win.
I know.
This lockout should be the best thing that ever happened to us, but we're blowing it. We are going after the biggest names on this side of the Atlantic. Players you can build a team around, starting with Anders.
Wait. Your son?
Yeah. He's been a fucking beast for Reading. Not to mention, he almost single-handedly eviscerated us.
Why are you taking so much joy? You pretty much ended Dougie's fucking hockey career.
Glad's career was ending all by itself.
Well, we're never going to know that now, are we? No offense, Hiram, okay? But you and your son, not exactly Walter and Wayne.
That shit is behind us. You can believe he is not going to fuck this up. He knows what's at stake. We go all in for Anders. You're going to make him captain. And I'm going to keep his ass in line.
Hiram, please, captain, let's talk about this.
Ronnie.
Let's think about this. Let's think about the A.
Ronnie.
Before we get to the C.
Ronnie. You're gonna coach my kid. You're gonna build a team around him. You're gonna make him captain, or I'm gonna find some other fucking guy who will.
Fine.
Good.
Fine. Better than being on the dole.
They smile at one another, then turn and make their way down a corridor in the Halifax Metro Center. From his office, Hiram looks through a window at a Zamboni cleaning the ice below. He turns to Anders as he enters.
Hey.
Hey.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for inviting me.
Welcome. What do you think?
Framed photos of Hiram on the wall.
Like it's all you.
As it should be, right?
As it should be.
Great room.
Great room.
Can I get you a soda pop or sunflower seeds?
Yeah, seeds are good.
Help yourself. Sit down.
Sunflower seeds are for winners.
Son.
Sorry.
You're carrying the torch now.
Yes, sir.
You're the one. Over to you.
Hold the torch.
Our name's on your back. Our family.
Our family. And actually, Mom was asking
Our name is a currency in this town.
Absolutely.
I don't want you to fuck this up. Not this time. This season's everything. The world is watching.
Maybe not the world. I mean, Canada probably, but in like a 3 or 4 states.
Stand up. I'm giving you the C.
Yeah.
You're gonna prove me right.
Yes, sir.
You're gonna win.
Gonna win.
Gonna stay the fuck out of trouble.
Because therapy worked this time.
I don't wanna hear about that.
I won't talk about it.
It's for your mom. Shit for your mom.
Yes, sir.
And bring shit up like that.
In her living room, Eva sleeps on the couch. Doug enters and approaches her. He sits down beside her and smiles at her. He glances down at a wrapped gift on the coffee table. He picks up a card that reads, "For Doug, love Eva. Insure those fuckers." He sets the card down and picks up the gift. He unwraps the bow, then takes the lid off a small box. Inside are business cards with his name on them. He takes one out and stares at it. His expression darkens. In their locker room, the Highlanders players look up at Anders as he enters. Stevenson stops spreading moisturizer on his arms. LaFlamme looks up from his phone. As Anders takes a seat on a bench, Stevenson accidentally squirts moisturizer on the floor. Stevenson stares open-mouthed at Anders.
He has hair like a lion.
On the ice, the Highlanders practice.
Bring it in, bring it in. Okay, boys. We kind of fucked up the start of this thing, eh? So now, we got a few lads who are in their wages up at the big show, down here with us wearing our jerseys. Jean-Pierre Finch.
Yo.
We got Petra, Petri dish, Petrov, a lot of peas.
Akasomate.
What's he doing?
He's handing out candy.
Candy?
Dobrushu.
It's a Slovak tradition, maybe.
Better be.
Wearing goalie equipment, Peter kisses his hand, lays it on Belchi's face, then bows to him.
Belastasia.
Okay, and Anders King.
Anders waves.
Hey, super duper. Okay, now that Dougie's retired, we need a new captain. And I cannot think of a better leadership tandem. And Xavier LaFlamme with the A, Anders Kane is captain. Here you go. All right.
LaFlamme and Anders glare at one another as the Highlanders tap their sticks on the ice. Hiram approaches.
All right.
Hiram slips.
Slice his shit, fix it. Perhaps the new captain would like to say a few words to his team.
Hiram lays a hand on Anders' shoulder.
Right.
Nothing else fucking matters if we don't win. If they brought me here to win, my dad brought me here to win. That's what we're gonna fucking do. Anybody here like fucking sunflower seeds? Well, this barn, sunflower seeds for fucking winning, right? Fuck, yeah.
Great. Thanks. That's good. Yeah.
Fucking right, Dad, right?
Right.
Hiram grins.
I know many of you are veterans. Many of you are old friends. Many of you have never worn another sweater. I'm here to tell you, all of that gets you nothing. The deuce. You will be rewarded. Don't, you'll be sent packing.
Hey.
The buyer's market out there, so for most of you, that's your fucking career done.
During a scrimmage, Finch deeks through the Highlanders players, then snaps the puck past Belchi.
Fucked up the first part of this season. Find a way to be relevant. Make yourself fucking relevant, because from this point on, from where I'm fucking standing...
During the scrimmage, Anders body checks LaFlamme, then scores on Belchi.
Darwin.
You! Look alive, man! And who the fuck is Darwin?
Belchi tosses his trapper at Legs and Gino. In his basement office at night, Doug sits at his desk. He picks up a frame team photo of the Highlanders and stares at it. In his attic at night, Doug watches a video of Anders being interviewed on a laptop computer. Hiram stands behind his son, whispering in his ear.
Anders, new team, new city. Any message to the fans?
They brought me here.
Care to confirm or deny the rumors of your captaincy?
It's my team now.
Xavier LaFlamme declined a comment.
Doug turns to his jersey hanging on the wall behind him. He turns one of his business cards over in his hand. In the bedroom, Doug shadowboxes in the mirror, throwing jabs with his right hand. He winces and clutches his right shoulder. He slowly straightens, then looks at his left hand and makes a fist with it. In the living room, Eva and other women do yoga. Carrying a gym bag, Doug enters. Eva looks up at him.
What's the bag for?
These are just documents. This is a huge bag full of documents. I'm going to an insurance festival.
Huh? Well, I gotta go, Eva. It's real late. Bye.
He leaves. She furrows her brow. In an alley behind an arena, Ross steps from the building and lights a cigarette. He takes a slip of paper out of his pocket, then sits down on a crate and puts on a pair of glasses. Doug approaches him.
Hello, sir.
Holy shit on Mary's tits. What are you doing here?
Came here to see you.
Ross takes off his glasses.
Got injured. Right arm.
Yeah, I saw that. Hard lad is Andrews Kane. So what are you doing with the hockey bag?
I want to be a Highlander again.
Oh, Jesus, kid.
Will you train me?
Train you to what?
Teach me to fight with my left. Teach me to skate better.
What the fuck do I know about skating, Doug? You see what I do in there?
We can train another time if you're not able to right now. There's a restaurant nearby that sells hot dogs. We could just eat those instead.
Hot dogs?
Yeah, it's like a sausage sandwich.
I know what a fucking hot dog
looks
is.
Looks like a penis.
Jesus Christ.
Ross rises to his feet.
All right. 20 minutes. We go in there, get out of your system, then you go right home, eh?
Thank you, sir.
Ross grabs the door handle.
Oh, God damn it. Not again. They better not. Fucking...
Oh, shit!
Left my fucking bus pass in there.
I need my fucking bus pass!
What time is it?
11:37. Wait.
Doug climbs into bed with Eva.
11:38.
Did you just get home?
Yeah. The insurance carnival was long. Mm. I was meeting all these people who do insurance. It's really safe. It's a real thing.
It doesn't sound like a real thing.
She rolls toward him and kisses his shoulder.
You smell like hot dogs.
Thank you.
In his office, Doug watches the seconds tick down until it's exactly 5 o'clock, then turns and rushes down the hall. He bumps into a janitor pushing a cart. On the ice in an arena, Doug and Ross spar.
That's it, rotate. Rotate. All right, now give me that left across.
In the baby's room, Doug puts together a crib while Eva paints the walls. The crib collapses. Eva turns open mouth to Doug. From his office, Hiram watches the Highlanders play.
Halifax Highlanders and the Hamilton Steelers. Now the Flames go down to the door. He's run into and decked.
Ross and Doug.
Looks like I tagged you again. Sorry, bud. I'm fucking saying sorry. I'm kicking your ass, boy.
Now the pair digs the puck out of the corner. Throws into the back. He scores.
Belchi on the bench.
Whatever, man. I could have stopped that with your dick.
And it is a 3-0 lead for Hamilton over Halifax.
With his right arm taped to his side, Doug throws lefts.
Uppercut.
On the living room couch at night, a very pregnant Eva snacks while watching a cooking show on TV. On the ice, Doug skates after Ross. At the Metro Center, Anders with the puck.
The newest Highlander, Anders Kane scores! Oh, again, a grand individual effort by Anders Kane.
Doug and Ross.
Down, Dougie. Fuck's sake, how many times do I have to tell you? Just the left.
In the locker room, Anders works out. On the ice, Doug throws a left at Ross.
Put some heat on it, boy. There you go. That's the one I'm looking for.
Here's Anders Kane. He scores! Anders Kane! And oh, just like that, down goes Dubinsky.
Right.
And he'll head straight to the penalty box.
Oh, you!
And now the Moncton Lord
score!
Well past the midpoint of the season, Kane and the Highlanders continue to be their own worst enemies as they remain on the playoff bubble.
In his bedroom, Doug shadowboxes in the mirror. On the ice, Doug skates toward Ross and stops.
Yeah! You're working your ass off, kid. There's a ceiling on your skating, and that left hand's never going to be as strong as your right, but trust me, it'll fuck somebody up. Listen, Dougie, there's something you might want to know. Shit show's moving. Next Bruise and Batter is going to be at the Metro Center. You want to be a Highlander? That's your ticket. There's your audition, boy. Hiram's going to be watching. You can show him and everyone else you're still fucking here. What do you say?
Doug looks at his clenched left fist.
And while they keep finding ways to win, the Highlanders keep finding ways to lose, too. Many are blaming the hot and cold play of Anders Kane, who sits 31st in scoring but leads the league in penalty minutes.
Hiram and Anders.
We've dropped 8 of the last 10. We take penalties the way other teams change lines.
I'm trying.
What do I say?
Don't fucking try fucking win.
Wake them the fuck up, all right?
Wake them the fuck up, yes, sir.
Good. Lead these guys.
James and Chad.
That tie's too short, Chad. Or I know exactly what the fuck I'm doing, James. Sports desk. We know exactly what the fuck we're doing, James.
Oh my gosh, thank God. It feels so good to be out of the house. And I am so excited about this restaurant. Me and the baby are gonna eat the shit out of some pad thai. Oh, why are we taking the long way? It's not...
Outside the pub, Eva, Mary, and Doug.
Doug, do you wanna go in and say a quick hello?
Well, I'll be honest, I already ate and I'm already drunk, so the bar seems to make sense.
For fuck's sake.
Inside.
Man, it feels like it was fucking yesterday that I was working here, bartender, boyfriend who played hockey.
Yep.
Now I'm pregnant and married to a guy who says we're a team, but he's always gone, and for some reason he feels he has to hide the fact that he eats hot dogs. What the fuck happened? Are we these people now?
This is who we are?
Oh yeah, that's us. You and me, baby.
No, me and Doug.
Oh, I gotta take a piss. It's like I got my jacket on.
Give me another beer.
Yeah.
Doug and the Highlanders.
So, Dougie, how's that new job going?
Oh, it's so fun. Yeah, there's all these documents, you know. I get to bring a thermos to work, which keeps my food hot and cold. Sometimes I put hamburgers in there. It's up to me.
LaFlamme.
The way we're playing, we're all going to need a new job soon.
Stevenson.
I suppose I could go back to Pentecostal summer camp with my cousin's boyfriend.
Belchie.
I'm going to have to move back with Mom. And don't get me wrong, I love her to bits, but that bedpan fills up fucking fast.
Legs.
I don't want to work at my uncle's eel farm.
Gino shakes his head. LaFlamme.
I don't know how to do anything else.
Gord.
It's just a slump, boys. She'll pass.
He raises a shot glass.
Come on, get him in ya.
They drink. Gino looks at his beer bottle.
All the drinks in this country taste like piss.
Tastes like a Kazakh shit in my mouth.
Well, that tastes like burps.
After sipping a drink with an umbrella stir stick in it, Stevenson grins. In a locker room, Doug looks down at a release form for the Bruised and Battered event. On a line at the bottom of the form, he prints the letters D-U-G. Ross enters.
Welcome home, kid.
Thanks.
Big night, eh? Everybody watching? Don't worry, you'll be fine. What poor bastard they got you matched up with tonight?
Didn't they tell you? Format's been changed.
Changed to what?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bruised and Battered competition is proud to bring you tonight's special event. 10 fighters, one ring, one fight. In our first ever battle.
Are you ready?
George LaRocque.
Are you ready?
Ross.
Really bad idea.
Barnes spits.
Shit.
Doug and 4 other fighters. The fighters, 5 on each side, skate down the ice toward each other.
Pushies.
They drop their gloves and square off. Hiram watches from his office.
Jesus Christ on a bike.
Fuck you, Black!
Doug and his opponent trade punches. Doug lands a flurry of lefts. Blood sprays from his opponent's mouth. Ross and Georges LaRocque exchange punches. Barnes and his opponent.
The
fuck are we doing here? I don't know. I went to fucking Princeton.
They trade punches. One fighter drops another with a knee to the head. Another fighter lands a series of lefts. His opponent falls. Doug turns to Barnes.
You look like Super Mario. Hey, Andrew.
Doug punches Barnes, elbows Andrew, punches Barnes again, then clubs Andrew with his forearm.
Fucking he's still bang.
Ross punches LaRocque. Another fighter grabs him. A third punches him in the face. Ross breaks loose and punches the third fighter. Doug squares off with another fighter.
What are you, like, fucking 15 years old?
Ross jumps on top of a fallen LaRocque and punches him repeatedly until the referee grabs him.
Let me go.
Doug and his opponent.
Fuck it.
Doug headbutts him and knocks him to the ice, then winces and shakes his head. He looks across the ice at Ross. He skates slowly toward him, then stops at center ice. A bloody-mouthed Ross skates towards him.
Hey, kid.
Hi, sir. You all right?
Yeah. I've been better.
The other fighters lie unconscious on the ice.
Oh, fuck. Let's not reinvent the wheel here, eh?
Ross raises his fists. Doug raises his. Ross stumbles. Doug grabs him.
Come on.
Maybe we should leave. I got you.
Doug helps Ross off the ice. In the locker room, Ross strips off his gear. Doug sits beside him on the bench.
Well, that was a fucking shit show, eh? Not exactly playing hockey, is it?
He slaps Doug on the thigh.
Thanks, kid. Had my back out there. I owe you.
Ross spits blood on the floor.
Maybe I should take you to the doctor.
What for? So he can tell me I got post-concussion syndrome? One more bad hit and then you're done? It's not fucking soccer, Dougie. I've been hearing that shit for a decade now.
Ross lights a cigarette.
Doesn't sound very good.
You look mean out there, kiddo. Young Anders better watch his ass.
In the Highlanders' dressing room, Peter sits grinning at Anders, who chugs a beer.
Lead these guys. What a leader do. What a fucking leader.
He rises before his teammates.
All right, listen up. Captain speaking. Captain time. Off your fucking phone, LaFlemme. Get off! You turn the fucking puck over in the neutral zone one more time, and I'll teach you a fucking lesson you'll never forget. Got it?
The fuck you just said?
And you KHL garbage bullshit Ukrainian fuck hockey league Chernobyl disaster fucks! You turn that fucking puck over one more time, and I'll fucking kill both of you! And you! Yeah. Fuck, I don't even know. Fuck you!
Hey!
Stevenson.
Be nice.
He takes Andrew's hands.
What? Be nice.
Anders lifts Stevenson and hangs him on a uniform hook.
Woo! Woo! Fuck yeah! That's what I'm talking about! Sports! You miss fucking Doug Glatt? You think he gives two fucking shits about you guys? I care! I fucking care! We're gonna do this together! Highlanders on three! 1, 2, 3, Highlanders, my line starts. See, he gets it. He fucking gets it. He smiles. He fucking gets it. Fuck. No. No more fucking candies. What the fuck? Holy shit.
Peter grins and blows Anders a kiss. At the Metro Center, the Highlanders play the Newark Stallions.
Highlanders lead Newark 1-0 thanks to a goal by Anders Kane. Anders Kane wants it badly, shoves his own teammate aside. Now the captain waits. Kane takes a good look up the ice. Down at the other end is LaFlemme hovering in the neutral zone. Kane now works it up. LaFlemme well ahead.
No.
And a suicide pass. LaFlemme is decked by Malakko.
Fucking cut.
Down on the ice is LaFlemme. He's spitting blood. Here's Kane and Stevenson going at the goal. Oh, Anders Kane absolutely levels both the Newark goalie and Stevenson. Now Kane draws a crowd. Kane decks one, decks two, and Kane stood up to the world.
Ronnie.
Your kid finally got suspended, okay? He's destroying this team.
What's that?
You heard me, you little shit.
Tread lightly, Ron.
Hiram, did you not see the same fucking hockey game that I saw last night? Did you see that game?
Yeah, I did. I saw compete. It was misdirected, but I saw compete.
The dressing room's in the shitter. It's tighter than a nun's cunt in there. It's no chatter. The boys feel like they're on the chopping block.
They need someone to pull them together. And time after time after time, he's proven he's not the fucking guy.
Oh, what? So it's my fault? The fucking
not the one amateur hour.
Anders. Dick.
Seated in a chair in his skybox office, Hiram twiddles his fingers.
What about Doug?
Doug?
Maybe I was wrong about him. I saw him at the shit show the other night. He looked mean.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
We thought he was done.
Yeah, because I fucking made him done.
All right. Well, then maybe we bring him back to practice, eh? And we'll give him a shot, see if he's got what it takes. But we saw what he did to him. So what's that dress room going to look like with him and Glad in it?
I think we should find out.
Fuck me.
Fuck you, then, because we're doing it.
At the Metro Center, banners from past seasons hang from the rafters. In the dressing room, the Highlanders sit on benches, dressing for practice. Doug approaches and stands on the threshold to the room. Stevenson's eyes widen. He lunges at Doug and trips over a garbage can.
In the garbage.
Doug helps him to his feet, then shakes his hand.
Welcome home, Doug.
He and LaFlamme shake hands. He turns to Anders, who shapes his fingers like a gun and pretends to shoot him.
Okay, boys.
Ronnie and Gord enter.
This is a big day. First off, we're going to welcome back Dougie. We're going to see if he's fit enough to play.
Thank you, guys. I'm so happy to be back here and have the chance to be back here? It's
good. Okay. I'm so fucking excited to tell you this. Favorite part of the practice for me. Puke time. Suicides.
Let's get her.
Lace him up.
Gino and Legs approach Doug.
Jew of Iowa.
Sorry, I smell like garbage.
Belchy.
So glad to see you, man. I totally thought you were transitioning.
Doug begins to dress for practice. Anders glares at him.
You're not home. You're fucking Jersey, you idiot. You're not home.
Doug exchanges a dark practice jersey for a white one. Anders steps toward him.
Shouldn't have come back, Doug.
They step toward one another and glare at each other.
They gave you my seat.
I think you gave me your C, bud.
Captain doesn't cheap shot. Doesn't try to end careers.
Anders grins.
You think you're a hockey player? That's fucking funny.
He steps closer to Doug.
See, Doug, I just do whatever my team needs me to do.
Anders puts on his helmet, then smiles at Doug and slaps him on his injured shoulder as he leaves.
See you out there, bud.
Doug winces.
You look good. Your face looks better.
On the ice, Ronnie, Gord, and the Highlanders.
Okay, lads. Saw me is. Have a little rust. We're going to work some of that rust off right fucking now. Okay? We're going to play some shutdown hockey.
Let's keep it clean, fellas. You're all on the same team here.
Okay?
Hiram approaches.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Don't mind me.
We won't. Let's go!
Ronnie winks at Hiram, who spits on the floor. On the ice, Anders faces off against LaFlamme. As the puck drops, Anders elbows him in the face and knocks him over. Anders feeds the puck back to a defenseman who passes it back to him as he rushes up the right wing. Anders crosses the blue line.
Move it! Your hands, you gotta!
Anders snaps the puck past Belchy. Ronnie and Gord turn to Hiram, who grins at them and taps his gold ring. A blue jersey player carries the puck out from behind his own net. Doug body checks him into the boards and knocks him to the ice.
Nice, Doug.
Doug passes to a white jersey teammate who snaps the puck past Peter.
Yeah!
But the old boys are looking good.
Fuck!
Hiram kicks a water bottle. Ronnie catches it and drops it to the floor of the bench.
Fuck! Next goal wins.
Next goal wins. What is this, street hockey?
Car!
Anders shoots. Belchie makes a glove save.
God, there's worse than making you look bad!
Game on! Mom's got hot chocolate at our place after.
Loser brings an orange ball from Canadian Tire!
Next goal wins is a thing. That's not just road hockey. That is a thing.
Anders charges Doug and body checks him against the boards.
Hey!
Come on. You gonna fucking turtle on me?
Hey.
Come on, Dougie. Round two.
Puck's at your feet! You play the whistle!
Come on, Dougie. Come on.
Dougie, here!
Doug passes the puck to LaFlamme, who slaps it past Peter.
There you go! Next goal wins it, right?
Doug smirks at Anders, who scowls.
Fuck!
LaFlamme's teammates congratulate him. Gord.
Hey, Hiram. What kind of marshmallows do you like?
Go fuck yourself.
Boys, bring it in. Veterans. Good hustle, right? Good hustle. Heart. That's what it takes to win. You guys are getting first shift tonight. Belchie, you nut. Don't wander. You're starting.
Fucking right, coach. It's Canadian fucking hockey.
Okay. Dougie, welcome back, son.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Come on. Good stuff, boys.
In a doctor's waiting office, Eva sits in a chair. Doug enters.
Doug, we're worried you. They called our names to go in.
I'm sorry, Eva. I'll explain when I'm less sweaty.
She rolls her eyes.
Hey, Triceratops. It's my favorite dinosaur.
In an examination room.
Remember how I keep saying that work is fun and there's all these documents? Well, that's like only half true because it's not fun at all. I just don't think that the insurance bug has truly laid its eggs inside of me.
Okay. So, I mean, who said you had to sell insurance? I never told you that. And I only got you those bloody business cards because I was trying to be cute or some shit.
The Highlanders still need me.
A technician spreads ultrasound gel on her belly.
We're supposed to be doing this together, like a team. Neither of us are just making decisions for ourselves anymore. A lot of shit affects both of us.
Doug and Eva turn to a screen on which appears an ultrasound image of their baby. They both smile.
Look at her. Look at what we did.
Yeah. She looks like a beautiful tiny mushroom person.
She's so cool. It was different watching you beat the piss out of guys before I actually knew you. I mean, fucking loved that, obviously. Part of what made me dig you in the first place. The fucking very moment I fell in love with you got scary. Now you're my husband, and we've got...
She nods at the baby on the screen.
This is big shit, Doug.
I know it is.
I love you, and if you want to do something, then... I'm with you. But I can't be scared shitless every time you go out there. So what I mean is, if you want to be a Highlander again, then go and be a Highlander again. I'll support you, but you have to do one thing for me.
I would do anything for you, Eva.
Don't fight.
What?
I've seen you make hits and kill penalties and block shots with your face. I'm trying, but you gotta meet me halfway and not fight. You're more than that.
Okay.
Thank you, Doug.
They hug.
Thank you, Eva.
In his office, Doug and Bob.
Come on, you can't quit on me now. What about all our adventures? Remember that one time I thought you had a watch? Are you just gonna throw that away?
Sorry, Bob Forbes. I don't know anything about documents.
What do you think I do? Guys, somebody gives me a document, I go, give it to another guy. It's how insurance works. God damn it.
Oh. Well, I can't say I'm not sad to see you go. But if you change your mind, just know you always got a spot here in the storage shed, Dennis.
Doug pauses, then leaves.
Is that? No, he's gone.
He picks up a cord and wraps one end around his neck.
Always driving away the ones you love.
He wraps the other end around an overhead light fixture.
Jesus Christ.
He unzips his pants and slides his hand into the opening. In the dressing room, Doug sits on a bench. He picks up his phone. A text message from Eva reads, "I'll be watching." He smiles. LaFlamme approaches.
Hey, how's your arm?
Good, thank you. How's your arm?
LaFlamme raises an eyebrow.
Listen, everybody's rusty their first game. It's okay, okay?
He slaps Doug on the shoulder, then leaves. Doug winces. Belchi picks up a wrapped sandwich with a card on it that reads, "Belchi." Legs and Gino turn to him.
Belchi! We are very much happy you are playing again.
This is our gift to you. Sandwich.
This is you upon receipt of Santa.
Smiling?
Mm. Happy cartoon.
Belchi smiles.
Fucking A, man. That feels fucking right. We needed this, man. You two fucking buffoons are standing there with your giant dicks. I mean, that's a fucking sturgeon, man. Jesus Christ. I tell you, man, I always think you're gonna fucking prank me or whatever, you know, or you're gonna say your shit about my fucking mom, which, you know.
No. We respect your mother now. She's becoming very open-minded.
Yeah, man, all right. She's been working on that.
Mm-hmm.
Used to,
big,
you know?
Cream pie, pearl fucking necklace, golden showers, double penetration. Double penetration. No butt, just vagina. Two penis, one hole.
Yes.
Warm kisses deep inside your mother.
They press their fingers together.
Fuck is that? Worm. Fuck you too, man.
You understand? We are brothers. We power fuck your mother.
You know I'm an idiot for fucking even trusting you for a second, you Ruski fucking pricks. The best revenge is living well. You're not stooping to your fucking level.
The mayonnaise is semen.
What?
He bites into the sandwich.
Semen.
You know, ejaculate.
The sports desk studio.
Doug Blatt is a Highlander once more. With just a quarter of the season left, Hiram Kame seems to be trying a Hail Mary move by bringing back a man known for his fists and, frankly, not much else.
Considering this will be Glatt's first hockey game since being knocked out by his now teammate, the currently suspended Anders Kane, this should make for an interesting locker room dynamic and an even more awkward Kane family boxing day. I mean, that household is a fucking disaster.
Just read the prompter, man.
Nope. I say what I want, James, because I got a pair of balls, not two pieces of pussy.
How long is this going to happen for?
For as long as it takes. Sports Desk, we'll take as long as it takes.
James pulls off his microphone.
Sports Desk. Fuck yeah.
In Eva's living room, Mary tosses popcorn at Eva.
Off the belly, in the ear.
Wait, no.
Dog with that big dick.
A Highlanders game on TV.
So the St. John Shamrocks. The Shamrocks bring it out of their own zone. Here's the pass up the wing.
Doug body checks a Shamrock.
Doug Blatt's return continues to electrify his crowd and his team. St. John still with a man advantage. LaFlamme getting up, getting ready to go. Anders Kane, no help tonight as he has been suspended. 5 seconds to go on the St. John's power play. And somehow, Halifax has been able to keep this game tied at zero. Now the Flam steps out on the ice. Halifax with the heat on. Carlson, looking back, takes the puck at the blue line. Now Carlson, he's got a cannon. He winds it up.
The Flam slides in front of the puck.
Oh, everyone, check your asses for monkeys. Xavier LaFlamme blocking a shot. Now with it is Stevenson. Stevenson moved down deep into the corner.
Behind the net.
Oh, must have smelled this, huh?
Doug skates up.
So exhausted! Gatorade!
And now Glatt decides, well, I'm a little thirsty.
Sorry, but I'm super thirsty!
Meanwhile, Stevenson comes out of the corner. He scored! I suppose there's no rule about drinking the opposing team's Gatorade, but perhaps after tonight, there should be.
just going to dinner and I just sold out.
Highlanders win thanks to the unquenchable thirst of a man they call the Thug.
In a dressing room watching the game on TV, Ross smokes in front of a no smoking sign.
Good for you.
A caption on the screen reads, "Welcome back, Doug."
Good for you.
In the aisle of an airplane, Ronnie.
Boys, got a little heat going now, right? So we're going to take that heat into Reading, and we're going to burn their fucking flesh off like fucking flamethrowers.
Sir?
Yes.
Okay, for the last time, I'm going to have to ask you to lower your voice.
A flight attendant.
So will you take that for me, would you?
Nope, not in first class. We don't take your anything.
All righty.
Just have sit a seat down. There.
Sure.
Yes, sir. That would be wonderful.
Right,
thank you very much. And if you could just remain seated. Sure. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Legs urinating.
Hey, Belchie, come see. This toilet looks just like your mama.
Only markedly less toilet-like.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Ronnie.
I'm not done.
What was that?
She said no. We're gonna skate in there. And we're gonna show those translucent Rust Belt weirdos how we play hockey.
I swear.
North of the border.
Right. Okay, but that is still making us uncomfortable.
Anders rubs his face with his hands.
Wow, it smells like dick.
Highlanders!
Belchie turns to a young girl beside him.
Stay in school.
The Highlanders play the Reading Wolfdogs.
3 minutes left in the third, and the Highlanders' hot streak is in danger of coming to an end as they trail the Wolfdogs 3-2. A win tonight would see them just one spot outside playoffs contention. Oh, my uncles are dead. Anders Kane looks in front, turns. How? Waxman's Murphy bet. Kane scores. And it's tied 3-3. Great goal by Anders Kane to keep the dream alive.
You're going to be throwing everything at us now by the kitchen sink. You, Flamer, do what you did last game. Steezy, take his lead. Yeah, yeah, Dougie, listen to me. You watch their backs. You keep your head in the fucking game. Handle Bignan. See him? Send a message. Wake him up, Doug. Go, go, go.
Don't go start a shit you can't finish.
Coach Ronnie Hortense said a few words for Doug Glad, who hasn't fought since he came back 2 weeks ago. And he goes straight toward Totan.
You are bumping me.
Mount Totan.
He's so enormous. OMA.
Off the faceoff, the puck goes back into the Wolfdog zone. Now it's sent out to center ice, turned over by Laflamme. Laflamme looks across, finds Stevenson. Stevenson dumps it deep into the Wolfdog territory. The puck goes around out of Totan.
Here we go!
Here comes Quad right at Totan. Oh, and he misses completely. It looks like he's in pain on his right side. Starting the other way, the Reading Wolfdogs with an opportunity for the go-ahead goal. The puck is brought in across the blue line.
A Wolfdog shoots the puck.
He scored!
Oh, fuck!
Reading win.
Fuck!
And with just 10 games left in the season, the Highlanders seem to have found a way to rescue defeat from the jaws of victory.
Pretty good, Dougie.
Come on, Doug.
In a parking lot, Eva leans against a car as Doug and the other Highlander step off a shuttle bus. He makes his way toward her. They smile at one another.
Did you watch the game?
Yeah.
You said it could be scary watching me out there. Was it scary?
I mean, I don't like watching you get hurt, so yeah, a little.
They hug. He winces.
Oh, God, Jesus, are you okay?
He turns to Anders, who watches him while putting his bag into the trunk of his sports car.
Maybe you shouldn't watch the next one.
She lowers her eyes.
Yeah. All right.
Doug and Anders turn and glare at one another. Anders climbs into a sports car. At the Metro Center, the Highlanders play the McBain Highwaymen.
Halfway through the third, the Highlanders are fighting for their postseason lives on Fan Appreciation Night. Here's a shot blocked by Laflamme. What a contribution he's made. Now Laflamme sees Walters coming, and Walters sucker punched him but he gets up. He appears to be all right.
Ben
Flair Walters is sent to the penalty box. And he is none too impressed.
On the bench, Doug turns to LaFlamme.
Fuck. You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks.
Okay, now we're going to take this fucking power play, and we're going to shove it up the fucking sphincters. No KY. And when we're done with that, and that ugly piece of shit gets out of that fucking box, we're going to give him a piece of our mind, okay, boys?
No, I can do that, sir. I can give him a piece of all of our minds.
No, he fucking can. His arm's all fucked up.
I'm fine. I could do this.
You can't fucking fight anybody.
Jesus Christ, boys. What's going on?
Doug glares at Walters.
Not now, kiddo. Not now.
Anders hops off the bench.
Anders Kane is coming right across from the bench to the
you
bench.
Want to go?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Anytime, tough guy, just fucking go right on and knock your fucking teeth down your throat.
Yeah, bring it on.
I'll tear your fucking head off. I'll tear meat stick. You're called fucking pissing.
You're a
fucking meat stick. Come on.
And now there's action. Meanwhile, over at the Highlander bench, and here comes Doug Glass. Hortense calls him back. Uh-oh, it looks like we may finally get to see the Thug drop his gloves after all.
Anytime. Oh, you too? What are you doing here? What are you doing here? This is my here.
And I'm both Glatt and Kane push and shove.
What the fuck do you mean it's your here? It's my here.
Doug and Anders fall into the penalty box.
And down goes Kane with Glatt on top.
What am I looking at?
Fuck! What the fuck is this?
I don't know. I don't know. Do I don't even want to fight anymore. You killed the mood.
Dougie, why are you dry humping Anders?
Get off me. I'm trying. I'm trying. I don't want this.
You're on the same fucking team, man.
Fuck, this is horrible. This is fucking horrible. It is. Fuck. It is.
I would like to remind fans that should they still desire, they can meet the Highlanders in person tonight at the Corktown Pub for Fan Appreciation Night.
In the penalty box, Doug and Anders glare at one another. At the pub, Hiram stands with the Highlanders.
What the fuck is wrong with you now?
You know it too.
I beat the shit.
Take it easy.
Out of Doug Glatt.
Take it easy.
You fucking take it easy. I fucking destroyed him.
Right,
get your fucking hands off.
Right. Anders.
Doug turns to him. They glare at one another.
I beat you. Don't look at them, you dumb fuck. Look at me.
I am here. Now. Me, right fucking in front of you!
Doug grabs him by the throat. Hiram and the other Highlanders pull them apart.
Fucking fine!
Good. Chill out, man.
From behind, Anders breaks a bottle over Doug's head. Doug lunges at him. Their teammates hold them apart.
Anders! God!
Anders, it's over. It's over.
Get out. Walk him out.
In his office, Hiram watches Sports Desk.
Early reports coming in of a bar brawl tonight at a popular Halifax Highlanders hangout, allegedly involving the Highlanders themselves, in what could be just another example of violence dogging the team. This coming just weeks after controversial hockey fighting competition Bruised and Battered held its most recent event at the Highlanders' home barn, the Halifax Metro Center.
With two must-win games left to play and Kane and Glatt each serving suspensions, one can't help but wonder if GM Hiram Kane has any more tricks up his sleeve.
Hiram raises an eyebrow. Eva and Doug.
You broke your promise.
I'm scared. Never felt that before. He's wearing my C.
Are you fucking kidding me? That's the best you can do? I gave up stuff I like doing, too.
It's different. You've never had a team.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe I never did.
I can still do what I'm supposed to do. I can still fight.
I guess that's a fucking problem.
Eva.
And yet the worst part is you're making me into this fucking naggy housewife. Do you think I want to be fucking worrying about you? You think I want to be giving you shit? I don't. This isn't who I am.
Eva, please, where are you going?
I'm not going anywhere.
At their front door, she hands a gym bag to Doug. He looks into it, then takes a can of soup out of it.
I eat this soup.
Yes, I know. That's why I I just need some time, Doug.
He lowers his eyes, then leaves. Her face contorts with emotion. In his office, Hiram stands with his back to Anders.
Dad, I'm fucking sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. I fucked up. Fuck. I want to win. I want to...
Your contract's been terminated.
I'm sorry, what?
You're on a flight at 10 p.m. tonight.
Hiram turns to him and extends his hand. Anders does not shake it.
No?
Hiram smirks at him. Anders rises to his feet and steps menacingly toward him.
You done? Get the fuck out of my face. You wanna swing at me?
You wanna swing at me?
Hiram shrugs. Anders hugs him and brings his lips to Hiram's ear.
You're a fucking pussy.
He glares at his father, then turns and leaves. At the door, he spits on Hiram's framed jersey. In the baby's room, Eva sits in a chair. Mary packs Doug's belongings into boxes. She turns to Eva.
I'm just saying... You're pissed at Doug because he's a hockey player and he wants to play hockey.
He was fucking bare knuckle prize fighting too. Jesus, whose side are you on? We both agreed to do this and we both gave shit up. That's what growing up is. I had shit that I like doing too.
Jaeger bombs? Look, I know you sacrifice things. I mean, you have a fucking baby growing in your belly. I get it. I think that Doug's team is more than just hockey, you know?
Eva turns to a team photo and a Doug bobblehead in a box.
More than a team.
Mary tosses a stuffed animal into the crib. It collapses. In his living room, Anders drinks while watching Sports Desk.
Highlanders GM Hiram Kane confirming that Anders Kane has been released from his contract.
Let this be a lesson to everyone out there. Your father will break your heart. And then he'll shove it down your fucking throat. Pull it out your ass, put it right back in your chest.
No word yet on whether Hiram Kane plans to replace Anders as the Highlanders round out their season with must-win games at home against the Lovell Kings and Anders' old team, the Reading Wolfdogs.
In the Highlanders' dressing room, LaFlamme scans the downcast expressions on his teammates' faces. He turns and glances at Doug's jersey hanging beside a photo of Eva near Doug's locker. He furrows his brow, then stares at the Highlanders logo in the center of the dressing room floor.
Steve Z, Legs, Gino, you know what you need to do. Eat up minutes. Grind the shit out of them. Make them fuck up. Tonight we need to play fucking hard. Right, boys?
Yeah.
All right, boys! Yeah!
All right.
So, you pussies playing hockey or what?
Stevenson's eyes widen. In a lounge at the Metro Center, Doug and Pat.
I messed up, Pat. You know, I really like living with you in the motel, but I just kind of want to go home now.
Yeah, no, I get that. It's definitely not the Ritz, but so long as Sherilyn owns it, it's a bed and it's free, thanks to that deal I cut with her.
What kind of deal?
Fucking the shit out of her constantly.
Your cousin, Sherilyn?
I don't think I'm the only dude she's fucking, but then she's not the only dude I'm fucking.
Doug answers his phone.
Eva? Hello?
Hi, Doug,
Eva, hello. It's me, Doug Glatt.
Doug, where are you?
I'm sorry I broke my promise.
I shouldn't have done that because we're a team. I'm so in love with you. We're gonna have a family, and I swear.
Doug, my water broke.
It's okay. I could just buy you another one at the gas station.
No, my water broke. The baby, the baby's coming.
What now? Wait, what?
Mary's at the store, so I'm all alone.
No, you're not. Like the baby, I'm also coming now.
In a car, Pat, Doug, and Eva.
Holy fucking cunballs, it's happening.
Just keep your eyes on the road.
Oh, yeah, so sorry. Eva, I just gotta tell you, you, my dear, are gonna look fucking radiant during childbirth.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, from now on, whatever we do as a team, okay?
You know, there's just this natural beauty that comes from such a violent act. The blood and the fucking pussy ripping open.
Yeah, I'm gonna be the best husband and the best father I can be.
I'll just say it. To me, no woman, no fucking woman is more beautiful than when she's given birth.
Could we, guys, that's great. Could we have no talking for a bit?
Yeah, of course. Whatever you need.
Hey! God damn it! What the fuck? What is everyone in the city Chinese?
Here's Hojo! Down goes Stevenson!
Jesus Christ! Come on, boys! This is not how we kill a fucking panelist!
Come on, Stevenson, you're good!
LaFlamme hops off the bench.
Switch it up. Watch the point!
Sit down. Rest that fucking ass. Who the fuck is he?
Hortense keeps looking over toward the dressing room.
In a hospital, Eva is pushed in a wheelchair. Doug jogs alongside her. A doctor turns to her.
Deep, slow breaths. Breathe, Eva. Breathe.
In a corridor at the Metro Center, fists punch a wall. On the ice, LaFlamme steals the puck.
Lovell and Halifax. Now LaFlamme goes after the puck in the corner. He takes it in behind it. Here comes Ozo! Down goes LaFlamme. Now Owens is bumped by Ross Ray?
Nice hit, eh? Better late than never.
Ross Ray is back!
Eva giving birth.
One last Facebook. Come on, you do that for me, Eva?
He's back as a Highlander!
You know, son, generally it's polite to ask.
Go watch some curling and get a fucking dye job, you old man.
Fuck you.
Come on, Eva. That's it. Okay, Eva, home stretch.
Ross and Brandon Pruss trade punches.
Ross Ray fires that patented right.
Eva grimaces. Ross punches Prust, who crumples to the ice.
We thought he was done.
Oh, man, eh?
And he's back in style.
Ross brushes his hands together. In the delivery room, Eva holds her baby. She grins at Doug, who looks down at the baby and smiles. In a hallway in the hospital, Doug passes Pat, asleep in a wheelchair. He rounds a corner and enters the waiting room, where Ronnie and his teammates turn to him.
Hey, hey, hey.
They rise to their feet. Belchi approaches and shakes his hand.
Nice shot, man. Let me know if you're not going to keep it.
Okay? Yeah, we're going to keep it.
Let me know.
Ross turns to Doug.
Fucking weirdo. Everyone okay in there?
Everybody's great.
Welcome to the Highlanders. Looks like I'm not done after all, eh? I love you.
Ross leaves. Gino approaches.
Hey. A dick explodes. A baby is made. And a father is born.
Gino kisses Doug on both cheeks. Doug makes kissing motions with his lips.
I love you.
Legs approaches and kisses Doug on the cheeks.
All these kisses.
I will love your baby.
Thank you so much. It's so nice. I'm a great babysitter, so...
Stevenson leaves. LaFlamme approaches.
You have my back. You have since we've met. And you need to know... I'll always have yours. Something for the baby.
He hands Doug a bearded doll wearing a kilt. Doug looks at the tag, which reads, Official Highlanders Angus Doll.
It's official.
He hugs LaFlamme. Peter approaches and puts his hands on Doug's shoulders.
Dog.
He kisses Doug's neck.
Thank you.
He strokes Doug's face, then turns and leaves. In a hospital room, Eva lies asleep in her bed. She opens her eyes and smiles at Doug.
I love you, Eva.
I love you too, Doug. Damn. I'm high as fucking balls. Just big old balls. P.S. Fucking pushing a baby out your vagina blows hard.
I know.
But you were here. We needed you and you were here. It's the same shit, Doug. It's the same shit that brought you here is the shit that needs you to be out there. They need you too. Highlanders need you. Doug, you need to be out there.
In the Sports Desk studio, James and Chad.
This is it. The last game of the season. The Highlanders need one more win after their gutsy 2-1 victory over Lovell.
And now, tonight, their entire season hangs on this one last game, which should be a doozy, as it marks Kane's return to the Halifax Metro Center in his first game back since re-signing with the Wolf Dogs.
Any message for your former teammates?
Watch your back.
Doug and the trainer.
Kane's gonna be out there.
Fuck Kane.
You shape your shoulders in, you tweak it, you throw one heavy punch with that right, that's your career. Fuck for good.
I need to protect my team, or you're in a very busy night in here.
In the dressing room, the Highlanders look up as Ronnie and Doug enter.
Xavier, you've been whatever this team has needed you to be. You've worked. You've bled.
Stevenson takes the captaincy out of a box.
I unstitched it from Kane's jersey.
He hands it to LaFlamme.
It's yours now. You've earned it.
LaFlamme hugs Doug.
LaFlamme, come on.
Ronnie shakes LaFlamme's hand. LaFlamme stands before his teammates.
I learned the difference between a moment and a career is evolution. Evolution. You will slow down. You will get old. Your body will fail you. So you evolve. You change your game. You do what you need to do with the time you got. If not, you go extinct. Evolve or go extinct. Are you ready to go extinct?
No, I'm not.
No fucking way.
Are you fucking extinct?
No.
No.
No, I'm not. Absolutely not.
Well, I'm still here. I'm not ready to go fucking extinct. The Highlanders are still here.
Yeah, we
the
are.
The fucking Highlanders are here.
Yeah.
Highlanders.
Yes.
Highlanders.
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 In the tunnel leading onto the ice, LaFlamme turns to his teammates.
All right, boys. Let's do this. Come on.
This is it, folks. It's do or die for the Highlanders tonight. Their entire season comes down to this one game. It's that simple.
The Highlanders step onto the ice, followed by Anders and the Wolf Dogs. Ross turns to Doug.
Which one do you want?
I got the big one. Ah, fuck it. I want both of them.
Doug and Anders bump shoulders, then glare at one another.
It's open season and all you fucking boys tonight, Doug. I don't have to fight you. Yeah, you do.
Anders looks up at Hiram, who watches from his office. In her living room, Eva watches the game on TV.
So it's a must-win for the Halifax Highlanders. There's no tomorrow if they don't.
On the bench, Gord.
Flamer. Dougie, Gray, off the hop, Legs and Gino on the back end.
Okay, boys, go. Game face is focused. We're going to try and taunt us. Don't look for shit.
Now, Doug Glatt comes out to take the opening faceoff alongside Ross Ray, former combatants.
Ross.
Hey, big fella. You like Ken Mitchell?
That's what I thought.
All right, we're fucking going.
All right, here we go.
What the fuck did I just say?
Host said don't look for shit. That's shit.
But you don't like Rush either, you fucking big lit fuck.
He's looking for shit. God damn it, laid him right out.
Jesus Christ, what are they feeding you?
A lot of fucking pierogies, eh?
Easy, big fella. All right, here we go.
Ross grabs Totan's jersey. Totan swings and misses. Ross lands an uppercut, then Totan clobbers him with a right cross. Ross recovers and punches Totan repeatedly, bloodying his face. Totan falls.
Well, folks, big girls may not cry.
How about that, eh?
But big men from Eastern Europe apparently bleed a lot.
That's fucking right. I can do this all night, boys.
Anders.
You're gonna leave this building in an ambulance?
I'm sorry, Point Break, you say something?
Rosser, no.
Come on, boy, you can come play.
It's all the blood of the box.
No? All right. You sure? Oh, he doesn't want to fucking play. Let's go.
The referee takes Ross to the penalty box. Totan's teammates help him to his feet.
So off the faceoff, the puck is dropped. It goes back to Anders Kane, the former captain of the Halifax Islanders, bounces off a check, moves up the right wing, moves right on goal, trying to bang it by Belkier, runs into a man. They count the goal. Should it count?
Where's the fucking whistle?
Where the fuck's the whistle?
Cheap fucking goal.
So the Highlanders down 1-0 in the second period of game. They have to win. And here comes Laflamme dancing up the center ice. Laflamme makes a move. Dipsy Doodle cuts toward the front of the net. Flips it back. Yeah, Yakovlev. He scores!
Yes!
So it's 1-1 in the second period. Here once again is Laflamme. The gift of one. Oh, it's being hammered.
That's no shit. Nothing bullshit.
Okay, right fucking now.
No, you've done enough tonight, Ross.
Fucking asshole.
We'll get him.
It's fucking bullshit.
He's a fucking lunatic.
On the bench, Anders smacks his helmet with his stick.
Now the puck finds its way to Glatt. They're normally strangers.
Okay.
Doug drops Anders with a body check.
Thanks, X.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
That's Captain A!
It was Laflamme who ran into and decked Kane!
Flamer's loaded for bear.
Here comes Laflamme. Thinks him over on the defender. Who's right in on the goal? Magic hand shot! Great save by Nicola!
Watch Flamer's back. Do what you gotta do to keep it clean, okay?
6 minutes left in the third period. Halifax and Reading still tied at a goal apiece.
Take
with
ice
it
away.
Is Anders Kane. Kane gets it over to
get
Totan.
On the clock.
Totan looks back, returns it to Kane.
Doing. Make shoot.
Kane seems to be in the midst of some sort of psycho-athletic fugue state.
Fucking make shoot.
Anders shoots the puck into Hiram's office window. Hiram ducks. His forehead is cut.
Mother of God!
Holy snapping arsehole.
What's he doing?
Right off his rocker.
What's he fucking doing? What the fuck?
Kane seems to have actually fired the puck into his father's loge accommodations.
You gonna call that or what?
Now Anders Kane takes a shot at Laflamme. Laflamme pushes back at Kane. Ross Ray steps in. Kane gives him a right.
Come here.
I'm going to teach you some
fucking manners.
Kane is living. He has gone absolutely bonkers in this game here tonight. Now he goes to the penalty box. So does Ross Ray.
Fuck you, Kane.
Ross sits down in the penalty box, leans his head back, and winces. Anders turns to him.
Getting tired?
Kid, I'm always tired.
Because you're an old piece of shit.
You got me there? This old piece of shit's gonna take your fucking head off.
Ray, get your ass back to the bench. We can kill this thing. Good luck, kid.
The two combatants step back out on the ice.
Where are you going? What are you doing?
And immediately Ray begins to chase Kane. Puck is still in Reading territory. Now it's knocked back to the blue line. Here's a shot on goal. The save is made. Puck is into the corner. Ray goes in after it.
Anders, no.
And going after Ray is Kane.
Anders chops Ross in the head with his stick.
I told you you'd end up in a fucking ambulance.
You fucking Jesus!
Get the fuck out of here, Kane.
Ray is down. He's bloodied. He may well be unconscious.
They're
bringing out the stretcher. Ray is down, folks. He's bleeding. This doesn't look good.
Doug hops off the bench, drops his stick on the ice, then takes off his gloves.
Thank you.
Okay, up, back down.
Ladies and gentlemen, Doug the Thug Glad is entering the fray. He's making a beeline for Anders Kane. This could only mean one thing.
I thought you didn't need to fight me, Doug.
Lay him the fuck out, kid.
Doug turns to Ross as he is taken away on a stretcher. In her living room, Eva's eyes widen.
This is for someone else.
Anders swings at him. Doug hits him first with a left. Anders and Doug trade punches. Doug swings and misses. Anders punches him repeatedly.
Kane and Glad going at each each other one after the other. One, two, three. Oh, he hammers Glenn. Blood spews.
Doug stumbles, then rises to his feet. Anders hits him twice. Doug blocks two punches, then lands a left. He blocks another punch, then grabs Anders.
And these guys are being left to their own devices.
Doug breaks loose and punches Anders twice. Eva snarls.
Yes.
These men are wild. They're crazy. There's blood everywhere.
Doug shakes his head, trying to focus his eyes.
That a boy, Dougie.
I'm glad you came back, Doug. Come on!
Anders swings at Doug, who ducks out of the way. Anders punches the glass behind him. Doug drives a pair of lefts down into Anders' face. He grabs Anders and hits him with a pair of uppercuts.
Oh, blood and gore all over the floor!
Anders lands a roundhouse right.
The linesmen are nowhere to be seen. You can't blame them.
Doug drives Anders against the boards, snarls, then clobbers him with a left. Doug grabs a handful of Anders' blood-soaked hair. Anders looks up at him.
Do it. Do it, Doug.
Doug cocks his fist.
Take his fucking head off!
Do it. No. It's over.
Doug releases him, then turns and skates a few feet away.
It's never over. Night after night. Game after fucking game. You hear me, Doug?
Game after fucking game. Look up there, Doug. Look at him. This is it. This is what they want us to do.
I'm doing whatever my team needs me to do.
We're just gonna keep fucking bleeding out here, over and over again, until they cart every fucking last one of us off the fucking ice!
Dougie!
Anders lunges at him. Doug whirls and hits him with a roundhouse right. Blood explodes out of Anders' mouth. He crumples to the ice. Doug winces and grabs his shoulder. LaFlamme, Gino, and Leg skate toward Doug and help him off the ice.
Jesus, Doug. You okay?
Not really, bud. Thanks for asking.
On the bench, Ronnie points at Doug, then taps his heart.
Right there. Right there.
On the ice, Hiram crouches over his bloodied and half-conscious son. He takes his hand in his.
Anders, can you hear me? Hey.
I fucking hate this poor...
They grin at one another. In the trainer's room, the trainer pops Doug's shoulder back in place.
One, two, three. Don't hate me here.
I don't hate you, Porky. I can never hate you.
On the ice, LaFlamme with the puck.
There's only seconds left and nothing is settled. As LaFlamme moves for the neutral zone, gets it across the line. He's got Stevenson on his wing.
Doug sits up and climbs down off the examination table. He leaves the trainer's room and makes his way down the corridor towards the ice. On the ice, LaFlamme crosses the blue line.
LaFlamme's now moving in toward Totan.
He spins around Totan.
5 seconds left. Stevenson is there.
Stevenson moves to the front of the net. Doug watches from the gate at the end of the corridor as Totan dives in front of LaFlamme. LaFlamme flips the puck over top of him to Stevenson, who snaps it past the Wolf Dogs goalie.
Second time in 10 years, the Halifax Halifax Highlanders are going to the playoffs.
Smiling sadly, Doug watches as Legs and Gino crowd around LaFlamme and Stevenson. They hug one another. At the bench, the Highlanders celebrate. Doug looks up at the crowd.
Bye, guys.
He leans his stick against the wall, then turns, his face and uniform covered in blood, and limps slowly back down the corridor. Credits. Described video by Descriptive Video Works. Directed by Jay Baruchel. Screenplay by Jay Baruchel and Jesse Chabot. Producers Andre Rouleau, David Dross, and Jay Baruchel. In Doug's office, Bob looks out the window.
That's when the hand jobs start. Oh, no, I was wrong. They're starting early today. No lube or nothing.
Give it to him, Johnny. Masturbate that penis.
The weirdest fucking job ever.
On the ice, a referee trips and falls.
Sorry about that. It had to happen once.
The flight attendant.
Wow, it smells like dick. Oh, God, it smells so much like piss.
I had no response to that.
Mary and Ira.
If you give me enough booze, I'll munch a box or two. I mean... Oh, my God.
Only two?
Couple.
Let's try that one more time.
What is the line?
Highlanders! Highlanders! Highlanders!
All right, shut the fuck up.
Belchy, Legs, and Gino.
What'd you do, man? You had a fucking jack-off selfie on my grandmother's grave? You fucking inbred Slavic fucking potato vampire. Tell you, man, knowing you and playing with you is like being like force-fed fucking junkie piss. And you too, you're like fucking Mother Russia's herpes, man. The bitch shipped him to Canada and fucking made me deal with him.
Belchy.
He gets it. I love candy.
What?
Yeah, I'll take a fucking candy. I love fucking candy. He fucking gets it. Fuck! No! No more fucking candies!
Sports desk. We've got slogans. Sports desk. Our slogan is a slogan. You're watching Sports Desk. Sports desk. We're all pink on the inside.
Outside the penalty box, Doug jumps on Anders.
My fucking wall!
Ow! Oh, fuck!
Ow!
Sorry, dude. That was really awkward.
In the dressing room, LaFlamme, Stevenson, and Gino.
What the fuck you're wearing, dude?
It's supposed to make me look big.
Why do you shop in little girl section?
Belchy.
You honestly look like you're on the fucking Autobahn straight to Gay Town, man.
On the blonde bus to Anal Town, huh? You look like a little Nazi weightlifter.
Power lifting fucking dongs, man.
Like.
Doug and Bob.
I guess they like him because he's got sort of smaller hands.
Who wouldn't?
You know, feels like a female's hands. But make no mistake, that is a man.
In the dressing room, Belchy bites into a sandwich.
I'm not stooping to your fucking level.
The mayonnaise is semen.
What?
Enjoy the cannoli.
This is so disrespectful, man. And it better not have come out of that fucking sturgeon.
Always driving away the ones you love.
In Doug's office, Bob masturbates while choking himself with a cord wrapped around an overhead light fixture.
I love this movie!
Credits. Executive producers Jesse Shapira, Jeff Arcus, Evan Goldberg, Sean William Scott, Patrick Waugh, and Mark Sloan. Produced in association with Telefilm Canada. Produced with the participation of the Ontario Media Development Corporation. Produced with the financial participation of SODEC Quebec. Based on the characters created by Jay Baruchel and Evan Goldberg. Based on the book Goon by Adam Fratasio and Douglas Smith. Music by Trevor Morris. Cast: Doug, Sean William Scott. Eva, Allison Pill. LaFlamme, Marc-Andre Grandin. Ross, Liv Schreiber. Anders, Wyatt Russell. Ronnie, Kim Coates. Mary, Alicia Cuthbert. Pat, Jay Baruchel. Hiram, Callum Keith Rennie. Belchy, Jonathan Mark Cherry. Gino, George Chortoff, Legs, Karo Grabosius, Stevenson, Trent Pardy, Gord, Richard Clarkin, Trainer, Larry G. Wu, Bob, Jason Jones, Mrs. Glatt, Ellen David, Red McCauley, Kurt Kyleback, Chad Bailey, T.J. Miller, and James Duffy as himself. Copyright 2016 Goon 2 Production Incorporated and RCF Goon 2 The Movie Incorporated. All rights reserved. In the corridor leading to the ice, a blonde woman interviews Doug.
Hockey history is full of star players and its backup enforcers. You know, you got Gretzky and McSorley.
Well, I don't know if I'm a Gretzky.
Doug's
Doug leaves.
Took her fucking